God, we come to you as humbly as we know how. That same humbleness that brought us to you in the first place. Mm-hmm. Lord, we're asking for you to touch the believers. Yeah. We're asking you to help them understand that it only takes just one something small just to reach out to those people that need you. Allow us to continue to be the light in the world that you have given us. Mm-hmm. Lord, with all these things, we know that we wouldn't be here in this position if it wasn't made for us to continue to reach out and touch people. Yes. Lord, we understand that the relationship that is needed to have with you allows us to have those relationships with other people. Yeah. God, in all of this, we thank you for allowing your son, Jesus Christ, to be here to teach us, to lead us, to give us that love. Lord, we're asking for the believers to understand that true love that you have for us, to devote and give that love to other people so they continue to understand your heart, understand what you have for us, understand what you've given for us. Lord, in all these things, let's understand salvation. Let's understand how you save us. Let's understand how this world is not for us, but eternal life is for us with you. Lord, please continue to give us that love. Continue to be to wrap us in your arms. Continue to lead us where we don't know where to go. And for those believers, understand your purpose. Understand what in God you're supposed to be. And reach out. Continue to reach out. Understand that it don't take a lot. It just take up one, like, literally a made up mind, Lord. A mind to want to serve. A mind to want to believe. Help us and help those in their unbelief. Even those believers, Lord, help them in their unbelief. To understand that they do have the power ordained from you to continue to help save, to continue to help teach, to continue to help share and bring and breathe life into those non-believers, Lord. And through all those things, we ask in Jesus' name, through grace, amen.